from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
All right, coming up next in the club, we'll tell you who plays John Madden in a new biopic.
I'm going with The Rock, I'm telling you.
It's not The Rock.
Why not?
It's
if
not
Kate Blanchett can play Bob Dylan, why can't The Rock be John Madden?
Wait, what?
Yeah, she played Bob Dylan in something. The new one, the new biopic coming out is Timothy Chalamet, which I'm way fired up about. But yeah, Kate Blanchett, a while back, I don't remember what it was, but there was a movie about Bob Dylan and she played Bob Dylan.
What the hell?
I'll look it up. But yeah, she played Bob Dylan.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah. So my point is,
well, I don't pretend to know what casting directors, you know, like I feel like, you know how sometimes people are like, oh, I can do your job, Rop. Like, okay, let's hear it, you little bitch. Because I guarantee you can't. I know you think you can, but you can't. Casting directors are the same. It's like, oh my God,
I'm gonna kick your ass, you little bitch.
What the hell?
Kate Blanchett played.
She looks just like him. See, this is why casting director, like, I would never say, because when you, okay, so I'm going to make a prediction. When you find out who is playing John Madden, if you haven't already looked it up, you're going to flip out. It makes no sense. But at the same time, it will probably be great, and it's probably a really genius cast. It's just, I think we got to steer clear of ripping on cast. Like, everybody thinks they can cast a movie.
Yeah.
Right? Like, oh, that guy shouldn't play that. Oh, you don't know a half a thing about what goes into casting a movie, you idiot. Those people make a lot of money to do that.
Yep.
And they know what they're doing.
I don't know. I've never seen this movie. I just remember at the time being like, wait, who's playing Bob Dylan? Kate Blanchett.
That still to me is a little weird, but is it good? Does she do a good job?
I don't know. Like, I've never seen it. I don't even know what it's about. I don't think it's specifically, I don't think it's a Bob Dylan like biopic, like the one coming out called Unknown. That's the one coming out this year. And that's Timothy Chalamet. And no offense to Kate Blanchett, but I'm a little more excited about watching play Bob Dylan.
If you're saying that she played Bob Dylan in just a bit part of some show, or you know, that's different than you made it sound like they cast her as it's about Bob Dylan and she is.
She is on the poster as Bob Dylan smoking a cigarette. I just don't know. I never saw the movie. It says ruminations on the life of Bob Dylan, where six characters embody a different aspect of the musician's life and work. So it is about Bob Dylan, but maybe it's like
she plays like maybe the female side of Bob Dylan.
I don't know.
But the lesbian side? I don't know.
She plays Bob Dylan. So you're not going to shock me with who's playing John Madden when she plays Bob Dylan.
Okay. Anyway, that's in the club. Notre Dame swimming. You didn't think we'd talk about them today, but we're going to talk about them because they have suspended their men's swimming team, the entire team. And they did it now because they want kids that want to transfer.
For the year, not for a couple meets.
Yeah, they're done this year.
Yeah. And so they want kids to be able to transfer out. So they did it now and they let them know that they're canceling. And what they did, they did not pee in the pool. too much.
I bet you they did pee in the pool.
What?
Even the Olympic swimmers say they pee in the pool.
They created their own sports book.
Yeah.
And but basically...
For just themselves, though.
For just them, yeah. They would set up their own over-unders for their races.
Yeah.
And place bets on their over-unders.
What's wrong with that?
Wonderful.
I think it's awesome.
Although, it'd be kind of... I mean, it's kind of lame to say, I'm going to bet the over on my teammate.
Yeah.
Because he sucks.
Yeah, but look, if you gave me this, like when I was in college... Like, I had running backs that I hated. If you were like, hey, do you think he's going to run for more than 50 yards? I'd be like, hell no. A white kid back there ain't running for crap. I would have 100% been a part of this, by the way. 100.
Me too.
Yes.
And I'm guessing this goes on a lot. Like, if you're,
hope so.
Listen, you're betting on your own. It's amongst your inner circle of your team, and you're only betting on your own outcome in an individual sport.
Yeah, and it's fun and just kind of, you know.
See, that's where... The reports indicate it wasn't super fun, that it got very toxic on the group thread and was creating some division in the team because people were ticked off at each other.
Then
and
don't be a loser.
I don't disagree with you. I'm just saying what I heard in the report.
Suk says, don't be a loser.
Yeah. Dude, go to Russia and be a loser. We're winners. We're Americans. You're swimming at Notre Dame, for God's sakes. Dude, grow a pair and get in the pool and swim faster. And if you don't like that I'm betting on you to finish at a worse time, prove me wrong. Go out and swim. But what probably happened was someone set the over-under at like 19 seconds. They were like, you're an ass. I'm going to do it. And you're like, dude, there's no way you're going to do that. You suck. And then you go out and swim like a 22. And I look at you and I'm like, I told you, dumbass, that you weren't going to finish very fast. And then that person gets butthurt. No one who won money or won races is pissed. This is all about the losers that we're getting bet against.
But you're right. There is an element of like, hey, this is motivation.
Yes.
Within the team. Kind of a weird way to do it. But
yeah. They also said that, and this is what I didn't like in the probe. They said they were suspended for the sports book and other nefarious activities. I want to know what the other nefarious activities were. I didn't like that vague thing. Tell me the deets. Maybe that was peeing in the pool. Or peeing on someone in the shower, which again I find perfectly acceptable.
It's quite, what are you gonna do? Pee on me? Like, I don't know.
It's quite hilarious. And it's, by the way, it's minimum 1 year. They're saying that this could continue. Grow up, Notre Dame. I don't like this.
Yeah. Well, they suspended him for a year. And then they'll be back.
I so wish that me and my buddies back in the day would have been clever enough to come up with this. We could have bet on weight room stuff.
Yeah.
We could have bet on lifts. We could have bet. I guarantee during winter conditioning that we would have been betting on which lineman was the slowest, which one had the worst body fat percentage. Guarantee that would have been.
Like, which one's going to commit the next penalty, the next personal foul, the next 100%. False start.
You know, because every year we had to do the body comp test, and we would always make fun of that one. You're like, hey, who's the fattest guy? We're like, I guarantee you're like 27. Oh, this would have been I'm so pissed I can't go back in time and gamble on this stuff.
I have a question pertaining to that. If you were, okay, so let's go back to BYU.
Yeah.
You're the center.
Mm-hmm.
If you had a financial incentive,
yeah.
A decent, I'm not saying like riches.
Yeah.
But a decent financial incentive to never commit a penalty.
Yeah.
Could you do it?
No.
You couldn't?
And not be. I could do it, but I'd be a bad player.
So you could do it.
I could, but
you
I
just
be,
wouldn't.
There's no way I could be effective.
Right.
I would get beat. I'd get beat a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you kind of have to.
Yeah.
You have to hold.
Yep.
And you're going to get called for a few of those.
Yes. There's no. The only way, if you said, the best way to be a bit, like if you put a gun to my head and said, I can't commit a penalty. I would get benched because it would just be, I would be a disaster. Like you just, one, I mean, offsides and stuff like that do happen. Like you flinch and you can't control that stuff. And then holding penalties and like illegal blocks and things like that. That just is part of being aggressive. The only way I could do that is the moment I started to get beat on any play would be to just let the guy go and let him run by me. I'd be an awful player. So, I mean, You could.
So you could do it.
It would affect your play.
But you'd get benched.
Yeah, or just
but then you'd have a fat wallet.
You'd have a really, really crappy game. I was going to say, as a center, if you told me, could I fix a game? The answer to that question is 100% yes.
As the center?
Oh, I'd be one of the easiest players on the field to shave points or affect a game.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
What would you do?
Fumble snaps.
Bad snap. Low snap, high snap. No. You don't snap the ball and the rest of the line goes on one.
The easiest thing we would do is that if we, and obviously I couldn't help us score points, but if we were up by a bunch or we were in danger of covering the spread, simple. On third down, I roll one back to the quarterback, put it over his head, and then we're either
Were you in gun a lot?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So that makes it a little easier.
No, dude, under the center would actually be even easier.
Well, yeah, you just fumbled before you
just fumbled.
But if he's in gun, you can throw that thing.
Yeah, but that may look a little weird, and you never know. Athletic quarterbacks can go out and get those. I can't guarantee you a fumble. I mean, I guess I could, but it would be like it would be suspicious. Because in order for me to guarantee you a fumble on a shotgun
in a gun,
it would have to be so horrific that you'd be like, whoa. Like
what is going on?
Something weird
is
there.
Well, how many times would they let you fumble a snap before they'd bench your ass?
Well, that Oregon kid in the bowl game had like 13 of them. It was atrocious. But, honestly, after 3 fumbled snaps,
you've got money on this.
Yeah, something's up. Especially because I don't,
get over here.
I had never done that before, but... and it didn't matter. We got blown out, but we were playing. I do remember it was soul sucking. And to this day, I claim it's not my fault, but it may have been. Oh, we were playing, and I don't remember a lot of details of games I'll blur together, but I remember we were playing Virginia. That was the really good running back. Went and played a bunch of years in the NFL.
Thomas Jones.
Yeah, it was Thomas Jones. He kicked our ass. But we were losing by a bunch, and we got the ball like on the 1-yard line, and we were going to punch it in, 1 or 2 yard line. And goal line play, and we fumbled the snap, and they picked it up and ran it all the way back. And I was laying, because when you fumble a snap like that, you're just laying in a pile of people, right? So it's just...
So you fumble it, and you go sorting through to try to get it.
Yeah, and it's just a mass humanity of people. And then all of a sudden, I just hear the crowd go eerily quiet and then groan, and I look up, and there's just a Virginia kid just running. Took it 90, whatever, wherever we were at, the 2, the 3, the 1, whatever, and he ran... He ran it all the way back.
Way to go.
And I remember just sitting there at the bottom of the pile, and then like one of the Virginia players was like, nice snap, fat ass. And I was like,
yeah. You got it.
There's nothing you can say.
Yeah.
Then you come off the sidelines and it's like, hey, what happened? And you're like, I don't know. I think it was the quarterback.
I have kind of always wondered how centers are so good with the ball when their hands are all taped up and stuff.
Yeah, it can be a little funny.
It looks like you would fumble more than you do.
You spray some crap on your hand. And it does happen. Bad weather and all that stuff. Then other times you get that bowl game where it was the Oregon backup center. I forget what that kid's name was. I felt so bad for him. I'm not kidding. He probably had 13 to 15 bad snaps in that game. Like he single-handedly tanked that. And that was that monster comeback. Remember in the second half, TCU came back from like...
Oh, you're talking about that Alamo Bowl
30
game.
To nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was 30 to nothing and TCU came back and won. Look,
that's right.
I feel bad for that kid, but if you wanted to do an investigation into like what was going on, that was one man single-handedly being like, yeah, we ain't scoring in this half. Like we're a center can affect a game more than maybe any other player, not that's not the quarterback.
31-0.
It's 31-0 and they lost.
Dude, it was 31-0 and they lost.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do we give that enough?
Gary Patterson changed his shirt at halftime.
It's one of the great, like, well, and that's
not even. That's got to be like the.
It's not a, I mean, that's a collapse. It's a what are the, so they're up 31-0. What was the final score?
47-41.
Okay.
So they went to overtime, right?
They scored 10 points. I would love
for someone to
go back, because I know it wasn't the starter, it was a backup, to know how many bad snaps that he had, because it was a lot.
Well, and the quarterback got knocked out of the game too, yeah. Which didn't help. Jeff Locke was back there unable to do really anything.
It was not good.
Jeff Locke played in that game?
Yeah. He had to, because I think Vernon Adams got knocked out.
Yeah. Hell of a thing, man. Hell of a game.
Yeah, Matt Hegarty.
Yeah. Deals in the center. Centers have big hands. That's why Suk does radio. Absolutely. Little mitts.
What? Centers, yeah. You couldn't make it in the NFL because of your small little cabbage hands.
Small hands smells like cabbage. A lot of centers do have big beefy paws. I do not. I got little.
All right. Who will play John Madden in the biopic? Next, Club 1080 on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.